Good evening, and thank you for this opportunity to take part with you again in your annual Public Policy Week. Dr. Gray, congratulations on winning AEI's prestigious Francis Boyer Award. That award has been given to the most eminent and effective contributors in the field of public policy. You distinguish that select list. I know a previous Boyer Award winner, my good friend Jerry Ford, has also joined you in this conference. Mr. President, I can think of no more appropriate participant in discussions on economic growth. You left us with the low inflation, interest, and unemployment rates we're struggling today to regain. Economic growth is an appropriate subject because AEI has already made an historic impact in the world of ideas. You challenged the apostles of no growth during the 1970s when they would have led this nation down a path of pessimism and defeat. You reminded us that true wealth begins in the hearts and minds of people who are not afraid to dream and take great risks. And you called for government policies that would turn away from coercion and move to liberate the individual and foster new opportunities and hope. Economic growth is also a timely subject because this recession, which many economists tell us began in 1979, is coming to an end. Inflation, which soared into double digits between 1977 and 1980, is back down to 4.8%. By curious coincidence, that's exactly where it was when President Ford left office. Interest rates, which had climbed to 21.5%, are now at 12%. The growth in federal spending is down, and the tax burden on families and business is being reduced. We believe that if this progress is sustained, it will create new opportunity, better productivity, more jobs, and lasting prosperity. When I stopped by at this dinner in 1980, you were honoring my late friend Bill Baruti Sr., and the topic was the rebuilding of America. But the themes then and now are essentially the same. Then as now, the principles of less government and more individual freedom must be used as a standard to judge every initiative as we guide our nation through these critical first months of rejuvenation. On behalf of all Americans, I thank you, the members and friends of the American Enterprise Institute, for encouraging the competition of ideas and for assisting America's public policymakers, scholars, business people, and press through your objective analysis of national and international issues. With your help, I have every confidence America will seize this golden opportunity to bring about sustained growth and lasting economic prosperity. Thank you very much. God bless you, and good night.